My shades of the original Breakfast of the Beatles. Hi, I'm Dr. Chuck Stevens. That's Hey Jude off the Hey Jude album. We got all sorts of stuff going on here. We're at the Tampa Bay Media Reunion. We're broadcasting live from the beach out here on the Courtney Campbell Causeway. And it is a beautiful day. If you're in the Tampa Bay area and you know what's going on, come on out and say hello. And we're right here at the middle of the beach. I'm standing in the middle of the beach, 87 degrees outside, jet skis going by, people in the water, and you would love to be here too. And I would love you to be here, but you can still hear us right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Boy, I tell you what, so many radio, television legends that we're going to be interviewing for so long. Let me make my way through the room here and see who I can pick up next. Oh, I know who I can pick up next. He's right here. It is Walt Bob Marciano. How you been? Good. I haven't seen you since Strawberry Day.
How are you, Chuck?
I'm
good to be here.
Good. I'm doing good. Well, what we're asking people, and we've got them all here, what was your first radio gig? Where did you get it? What did you do?
My first radio gig was in Alabama, just outside of Mobile, at a rock station. I was working nights, not knowing what the heck I was doing, just spinning records, spinning vinyl. And then I moved from there to a country station, and then I moved back to Florida, and that's when I started here in Orlando, or in Tampa. This is Tampa, right?
Yeah, you know where you're at.
Yeah.
Well, Walt and I go back into the rock radio business for so many years, but you know, lately we've been doing a lot of work with Christian radio. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm over at Spirit FM now, and it's contemporary Christian music, really up-tempo, pop, rock, a little bit of hip-hop, and a little bit of rap, and we're playing people like Toby Mac and Mercy Me and Need to Breathe, which they were just in town. And so we got a pretty good audience. It's primarily that soccer mom age and then the younger, and it's great. I'm on at night, and I'm also doing the production there, so I'm blessed.
Well, you got the voice for it. You really do. I thank you very much. Good to see you. And I know the next time I'll see you, we'll be eating strawberries together.
Probably so.
What we're talking about is we're involved with the Florida Strawberry Festival. And it's basically it's the Florida State Fair, if you want to look at it that way. And it's huge. There's people from all over the world at this event. Well, we go to the media event every year, and every year it gets bigger and bigger, and they feed us full of all sorts of steaks and chicken, but their main thing is strawberries. And I swear to God, I'll put it up on my internet site. They give us bowls full of strawberries that most people would think were, you know, for five people. They just hand them to us. Well, one year, Walt and I were sitting there going, let's go back and get another. But we weren't talking about the strawberries. We were talking about the steaks. It was wonderful. I think Walt and I, between two of us, I think we ate 12, 13, I don't know. Kidding. Good to see you.
Nice to see
good
you.
To see you every year. Thank you very much.
Yep. Nice.
So we're talking to another radio friend of ours that had been so long. Fast Eddie, Mike Binsett, 95, YNF. I used to do overnights there for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's a typical radio career.
It's a typical radio career at 95.
Right.
So like we're saying, where did you get your start? Where did you get your beginnings?
Actually, I was just talking to the gentleman. I was just speaking with the gentleman who got me into this. Jeff Rogo's here at the Tampa Bay Radio Reunion. And Jeff Rogo was an instructor of mine at USF. And Jeff Lawrence, who is also here, was a speaker.
Hey Jeff,
that
I think Chuck wants a short version.
Okay, well, I'm getting there. So Jeff Lawrence came in and gave a really awesome, realistic what to expect in radio speech, and it still sounded cool. And just watching people like Walt Marciano, who you just spoke with, Walt was my mentor for production. The people in this business are great, and having access to them at an early part of my college career made it real enticing to get in. I couldn't wait to start the business. And I was fortunate enough to start as Ron Diaz's intern at 95 YNF.
Of course.
Start at the top.
Yeah, why not start at the top? That's how I did it. That's how a lot of people did. I started with Howard Hughes when he was number one at nights. And he goes, one night, the kid didn't show up. Kid, I'm 60 years old. The kid didn't show up. and they go, put that kid that hangs around in, put him on. That's how it started.
There can be a whole book about how people got their start in radio. I literally had been trying to get on the air forever, and my program director was Kerry Kurlop. He kept telling me, you're just not ready. And finally, when the entire staff literally caught the flu, it was he decided I was ready.
Excellent.
Yeah, it
took
a massive outbreak of influenza.
Now, because we're on internet radio, we could talk a little bit differently than when we were on broadcast radio. What is the wildest thing, I'm asking everybody this, you ever saw happen in a radio station?
It definitely involved nudity, a futon, and a cleaning crew that had to come in after it was all over. I know we're on internet radio, but if I get more specific than that, even the internet's ears would be burning.
I think I've been through that same action. All right, Mike, your turn. Where did you get your start?
At Y&F. Very similar story to Ed, only I went to St. Pete College, Mass Communications, started out at...
Gee, I wonder who was there. Me?
Right. So I started as an intern and got hired on.
And what are you doing now?
I sell power supplies to cable TV companies.
I like
big
that.
DC power plants.
You have to have a real job. I've been saying that forever and ever. I mean, I'm a computer consultant. Thank God I learned
enjoyed
something.
Radio
enjoyed radio. And you can't do it now. I mean, the guys that I work with and the guys that, like you that I worked with, every once in a while they'll hear something because with Breakfast with the Beatles, because it still runs. Don't ask me why, but people still have air checks and they still run them on the internet. It's like, I heard you on the air. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Said, oh, yeah, we looked up Breakfast with the Beatles, and you were there. I go, yeah, I invented that, started that. And he goes, well, do that. I go, what do you mean do that? He goes, how do you guys do that? And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, you talk so fast, and now you don't. I said, well, I have false teeth. I can't do that anymore. And he's like, no. So it's like, you know. I'll talk to you, and I'll talk to Fast Eddie, and I'll remember the days of Fendabend and Cool Crash and Rock and Roll. I can't do that anymore. Did you ever have to run that style?
I never did the hot jocking type thing, but I have definitely tripped up on things that I've said
exactly. More
than once, whether it's character voice, parody song, you know.
You were famous for it.
He was good for that.
Have open mouth, we'll stick foot in it. And Mike here has been witness to just about everyone.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember doing one time is, I think it was at WTAN, which is a little closet radio set. Now it isn't. But, yeah, I said, here comes George and his wife, Ira Gershwin, next. They were brothers.
Wow.
But anyway, so what happened with you? What's the craziest thing you ever saw, Mike?
Oh, God.
He's pleading a fifth on this one.
Tell him when we drove the truck into the pit.
All right, yeah. We had just got a brand new van, the milk truck.
Yeah.
Eddie and I took it to Sebring. And first thing we did when we got there was we were going to open the side door to give out some bumper stickers to fans, and the door got ripped off of it.
Brand new.
Brand new van.
The inaugural run.
Then we took the van and got in the wrong line, and the backside of Sebring there is an area, and they have a mud run. And we ended up in that line, pulled up, decided, oh, we're going to turn around. Everybody's like, no, man, go for it. Don't tell me twice.
Mike floored it into a 30-foot mud pit.
Nice job. I like that.
Yeah.
The great fans we have, we didn't have to do anything. They said, no, we got it. You stay inside. They crawled in the mud, dug underneath it, hooked a strap to it, and pulled us out.
Nice. That's the way radio was. They would take care of us when we went to a place. It was great. Now, not so much. We had the greatest fans. I mean, one time, I don't know what the heck was going on, but I was at a remote, and my car died. I mean, it just died. Well, it was a 74 Buick or whatever. So this guy comes over. He goes, hey, you're, he goes, no problem. I got you taken care of. Come on. So he goes in, and he owned a tow truck. Well, I'm doing a thing in North Side, like Robicani's or something. I lived in St. Pete and Snell Isle. He took that whole truck back. I go, let me pay. He goes, do you have any LCY bumper stickers? Yeah. Can I have one?
Yeah.
Here's some T-shirts. Here's a couple tickets.
Yeah.
Does your girlfriend like Leif Garrett? Yeah. Well, here's a couple tickets. And I'm like, that's the way bands were to us.
Yeah,
actually,
and
it really was.
Even with a lot of your fellow radio people here, you know how we all competed back in the day? But this is the best group of people that would have your back today.
Exactly.
In any type of situation. I was telling Drew Vogel earlier that I feel like we're part of a real brotherhood, and Tampa Bay was a great radio market.
It
still
was.
Is, but I mean, it was really something
the
special.
The radio, I mean, there's nobody that I can see standing anywhere near me for any reason that can say that they were not fired from radio, because that's how it worked.
Right.
I was fired from one station, and within 15 minutes, I'm at home, and the phone's ringing. Hey, I got a gig for you. How did you know?
Yeah.
That's how it worked, and it worked well. I mean, that's how I ended up at 95YNF. That's how I ended up at 98 Rock, WLCY. And it, like you said, it's a big brotherhood. It's a big time.
And firing only increased your desirability to the competitor.
There had to be a reason why you were fired.
I just told Mike on the way here, I said, I remember leaving YNF. It was over $500. And I went down to Cox, and I made $3,000 more. So, I mean, you had to circulate to prove your worth.
You had to turn around and prove, like you said, what you were doing. The only thing with mine with the Breakfast of the Beatles thing is they owned it. Well, now I own it. So you want it? Come get me.
Yeah.
Because Entercom went down and stuff. Thank you guys very much. It's great to see you both, as always. And, you know, who knows? I guess we got a picture coming up in a little while, so don't forget about that. All right. I tell you, like I said, there's a lot of radio legends around me. And let me tell you, if you're understanding a lot of these voices, you're doing real, real good. We are broadcasting live right now from the beach on the Courtney Campbell Causeway in Tampa, Florida. We are broadcasting and doing a lot of great stuff. And we're doing right here is one of my friends who actually is here. We have the one and only Big Kahuna. This guy here and I did so many different radio promotions. He was the one that gave you the 25th Super Bowl halftime. He is responsible for all that. He's responsible for a lot of promos here. He's actually walking right now, although it looks like he shoved his foot in a car door. But that's neither here nor there. I want to know, Mike, where did you get your start? His name's Mike Heitman, the Big Kahuna. Where did you get your start in radio?
Houston, Texas. Yeah. It was KRBE, a top 40 station back then. And then I switched over to KLDE, which was an oldie station, and they're the ones that transferred me here to start U92.
U92, I remember it well. Mike and I did a show a long time ago. One of them that comes to mind is not far from here. We're at the Tampa Bay racetrack. There's a horse racing track, Tampa Bay Downs. And we're standing. We had this big trailer. It looked like a big jukebox. It was huge. It was beautiful. We used to broadcast out of it. Had a lot of fun with it. Well, what was funny was I was talking to Mike here, and we had a girl by the name of Jan Kelly with us. And all of a sudden, Mike tackles me and Jan for no reason that I thought. A horse had run away off of the track and was heading right for us, dead on at the racetrack.
I wish I would have been there.
You were there. You actually did. It was like, that was like, okay, is radio really worth it? But the one thing that I had fun with is when I started Breakfast with the Beatles, we did a concert with a group called 1964 as the Beatles. They're a great Beatles tribute act. And Mike is the one that got it all together. I have a video of this that I may be able to get to RadioStPete.com. We put it up on the internet. But when we did this Beatles show, Mike had put it, and Jeff Lawrence had put it, that this is the longest intro to a concert that he ever seen. There was 8 people on the stage, everybody that was on air except for the weekend part-timer that was back in the studio. Let me introduce to you. Mike comes out and goes, boy, this is the longest running concert intro brought to you by Callard and Bowser. So you're retired now.
I am.
Well, for the most part, from radio.
Nobody told me that.
Oh, well, when I was, it was a... we're all retired from radio now and then, but what are you doing now? I know you just got out of the hospital, but what do you do now?
Well, actually, I'm looking for a job. Okay. I'd love to get back into radio. I'd love to get back into promotions. But what I have been doing for the last 3 years is photography, which has always been a love of mine ever since I was a little kid. And I, for a while, I was traveling the country, going to colleges and universities, photographing the fraternities and sorority members for their big collage that they put in the house. That got a little cumbersome in the fact that I was working 7 days a week and no days off. And I was traveling by car because I had to take all my equipment with me.
Right.
So then the company switched me to our church division, and I was back in St. Pete and traveling the state of Florida, but I at least had 2 days off. But ever since I had problems with my leg, I've been on a medical leave since last January.
Yeah. But you look good. You look like you're ready to go out and play some football here in a couple of weeks and get off the DL. Thank you very much for everything we did back in radio and everything we did. And another radio legend that I've got here is actually one of my voice mentors. This gentleman here can be heard every day, everywhere. And I'm not kidding. You turn your television on and you have this voice. You turn your radio on, you have this voice. 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm walking through Las Vegas in a casino, and I hear, "Now, don't forget." You know, wait a minute, I know that voice. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the illustrious and number one voice talents in the world, who I happen to have a lot of fun with when I was at WLCY, U92, and so many others. He did a lot of voice imaging for Breakfast with the Beatles, one and only Jeff Lawrence. How are you? I haven't seen you in so many years, and you haven't changed a bit.
No hablo inglés. Yeah. No hablo inglés.
No, si va.
No,
we're going worldwide, so it doesn't matter.
Secuestra yo, radio musical.
Radio musical.
No, musical mundo. Hi, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's great to hear from you. Great to see you. How have you been?
I've been really good. I've been healthy and happy and continuing to work. And I've been following you all over the place. You're all over Facebook.
Oh, I know.
And this is one of the best reunions I think we've had.
Yes,
a lot of guys are walking around that I didn't think were still alive.
Well, you saw Howard Hughes, yes.
One. Ron Haley from WDAE.
Two. there's a few in here that I didn't think were still alive. John was our sales guy at LCY.
John, do you remember there was a southwestern restaurant called Tucson's.
Yes.
And he was the ad agency guy for Tucson's, and he got me a lot of work through them.
You did the work, and I did the car shows there, so it was a lot of fun.
So it's great to be back here. We've got a new location that we set up to do voiceover work at in South St. Petersburg, around Pasadena.
If anybody needs voice work, this is the guy.
Well, what we're going to do, we're opening it up for other voice people. So when people are on vacation, if they're in St. Petersburg or they're at Indian Rocks Beach or Treasure Island, they can come and use our studio, and it's fully equipped. So it's one of those things that if there's a voice person in town that needs to have some work, you know, something comes in that they've got to do, they can use our studio. So we'll be having that on Facebook, too, as soon as it is actually open. We're still building it up.
Excellent. I'll be watching for that. Now, I'm asking everybody, and I'm getting some really interesting calls. Where was your first radio station? Where did you start?
1966 at WHLD in Niagara Falls, New York.
Wow.
And it was a religious radio station on Sunday mornings. My dad would drive me into work, and I signed the station on and signed it off at 9 o'clock at night. And I have never been unemployed in radio since 1966.
That is correct. I mean, you did so many stations when I was with you. And I mean, my most fun thing with Jeff here was the day he called me one afternoon. He goes, "Chuck, I need help moving."
Oh. That's right.
Moving.
He figured I was talking about a chair and maybe a television set or something. But
we
it was
moved the whole house.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was great. I mean, we had a lot of fun. That's when he had the studio in his house, and I used to do a lot of the voice work for Breakfast at the Beatles. We'd hone it in there, and it was a lot going on.
You don't have any hair at all unless you get Jeff to say, but wait before you leave.
That's right.
Yeah, I am the undisputed king of late-night voiceovers. And I'm not sure what kind of, whether that really means anything or not, but it. I'm also, if you go to Universal City Walk,
yes.
You'll be walking around Universal City Walk, and my voice comes out of these rocks. It's creepy, man.
It is creepy. That's why I was saying, I'm walking through a casino at 2 in the morning after a show, and I hear, but wait, there's more. Stay tuned. And it's like something for Social Security. I go, what the hell? Oh, yeah, I know him. And the guy next to me goes, you know him? I said, oh, yeah, I know him very well. I work with him. He's everywhere.
It's keeping the lights on, Chuck. That's all
true.
I can tell you.
That's true. Great
seeing you. You look great.
Thank you very much. You look great, too. One last question. You and I had a mutual affection for a radio station. I still have to get you some tapes that I got. CKLW.
Ah, yes. The Big 8.
Yes. You were there, correct?
I was there for a part of the summer.
Uh-huh.
And used the name Robin Gallagher.
Nice.
Which they moved me to Toronto, and I stayed there as Robin Gallagher for a couple more months.
Nice.
But that was it's a hell of a radio station. I mean, everybody wanted to aspire to be there.
Yeah.
And it was really something to see. It was really an amazing thing. They had oscilloscope at the Big 8. A big oscilloscope that had like a pulsating round, it looked like a ball that pulsated. And the engineers put a plastic overlay of the United States over that. And it was like, it got all the jocks pumped up because you'd be sitting there watching your voice while this round oscilloscope was pulsing away over the United States.
Wow.
It was really a while. You know, you get calls from all over the country and sometimes all over the world. It was really great.
Yeah, what was funny was I was up on YouTube and put in CKLW one time. I'm like, holy smokes, like 500 entries of all these different things. You know, CKLW. Wow.
Well, you know, that was the days, again, the days of personality radio. Things have changed drastically since then.
Sure.
And one of the fun things about coming to a reunion like this is talking old radio stories. Most of it isn't true, but it's still, it's great to see so many people and so many that are thriving, happy, healthy, retired. It's great to see that.
Yeah, it's great to be here at this radio reunion. And we got, okay, I'm going to turn the mic over to this gentleman here so I can take a break. Ed Wild, another illustrious voice talent from all over the world, and also a singer with...
What? A singer?
You're a singer.
I'm a singer? I'm a sewing machine? What do you mean? I'm
talking about your 60s bands.
Oh, well, I handled promotion for the Marcells of Blue Moon fame. Yeah. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, there's a rather infamous YouTube video of me with Freddie Johnson, the bassman of the Marcells of 1961 Blue Moon fame, actually singing lead, which I normally don't do. One thing I've got to say about Jeff Lawrence, I told Dr. Chuck a little while ago, he's probably the only other male voice in my household that you hear more than mine because he is that prolific. And every time the TV is on, you get Nutrisystem, you get this or that, and so I'm liable to get a couple of those things out of that whole deal.
Well, I mean, you know, Nutrisystem is a good one. Colonial Pen with Alex Trebek is another good one. I do the voice for Rug Doctor. I'm on a lot of Hyundai commercials. I'm blessed. I mean, I am super, super grateful. But I really want that wrestling gig.
Well, yeah, oh, I've got Air Dragon, which is coming out here pretty soon. But, yeah, I mean, what he's alluding to is I've been the national and international radio voice of World Wrestling Entertainment for the last 15 years, and I'm blessed with that gig. I mean, they're great people to work with, and I've enjoyed it. We have a lot of fun. But it will keep you busy because they do almost 50 weeks out of the year. Be it radio or be it our television shows or non-televised events. So, keeps me busy. So, now, I don't know where the good doctor went, But I think he's kind of dumped this in my lap here somehow. What are we going to do?
I think he's in the men's room, Ed.
Oh, okay. Shall we follow him in there?
We are not above going in the men's room and handing this back to him.
Okay. Well, we did that goofy radio.
Spark one up.
We did that goofy radio thing once upon a time, too.
Yeah, I kind of sort of remember that. That was a lot of years ago. And there's something about liquor that comes into my mind that I... It's all a big blur.
Well, it's certainly flowing here at the Tampa Radio Reunion, that's for sure. So you got into radio in, what did you say, 66?
66, yeah.
You know, I was born in 67.
Bye-bye.
But, well, at least, you know, under my, I guess in May, because I got into it when I was 13. I was a voice.
That's when I did it, too. I started when I was 13. And that's what I was saying. My dad used to drive me to the radio station, and I'd sign it on. One of the best stories about that was it was a religious radio station, and most of the shows that were broadcast over WHLD were foreign. They were all foreign. They were in different languages, and the people would come in much like they do with iHeartRadio now, pay to play, and they would come in and I would have a little metal cash box, and I'd take their cash. And they got a half an hour. So, and whoever came first was whoever got on first. And starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, it was organ melodies. And I got to play actual records on a radio station at 13. I was thrilled. It was all Lenny D music. I just, from one turntable to the other, it was nothing but Lenny D music. But then came Ecos Borincanos, which is a Mexican religious show. Then there was the Latvian show. Then there was the Polish show. Then there was Memories of Lithuania. I never remember the intro. Here it is. It's 12 noon on WHLD in Niagara Falls, New York. Time now for Memories of Lithuania with George and Evelyn von Tuch. And then I'd turn their microphone on, and he would go, "Thank you, chef. A dobra pinske pinsfa." And he'd go into this thing. I couldn't understand a thing he was saying for a half an hour. Well, at one point during the show, they're saying, "Dinga, Badung, Gazaga, Burnda," and I couldn't understand, but it sounded like they were listing something. About 2 months later, while these guys were on the air, the Ontario Provincial Police came barging in and hauled them off because they were on the air giving numbers for some lottery in Canada that was rigged. So I had a half an hour open where I could play records again.
Well, you talk about the ethnic thing. I was raised just outside of Pittsburgh, and in western Pennsylvania, polkas are king, particularly on weekends. And my show would always either lead into a polka show or lead out of one. So I was always at the mercy of either losing an audience or gaining an audience whenever they would finish doing the polkas. And I was...
There is Danny Bateman from WGUL. He has shown up.
Well, it's a pleasure. I will hand the microphone to you.
Well, hi, Ed. How are you doing? How's everything with you?
Well, no complaints.
A wonderful day today.
You bet it is. Nice to... Oh, it's always beautiful down here in this part of Florida. It's nice to see a lot of... Okay. Oh, okay. We're taking pictures now. Are we off?
I don't know if we're... No, I'm
just... I do hope we're not supposed to...
We're not supposed to keep talking about this, are we? Turn it off.
You're listening to the Tampa Bay Radio Reunion on RadioSaintPete.com. Which is sponsored today by Boomers Magazine, reaching the world, actually, reaching the Woodstock generation. And the gang here is gathering out by the water to take a picture here at the beach bar on the Courtney Campbell Causeway.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to keep talking and talking and talking. That's all right. Put your hand up. You got it? Okay, we got it. We're over here next to the band. We're taking this picture. And these pictures are legendary because, like I said, you never know who's going to show up. Hopefully everything's going well as far as what we're doing here. And I got the illustrious Bob Passwaters with me. How you been?
Fantastic. I saw you earlier when you were dancing on the table up there with the lamp on your head. But
oh, well, yeah.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
You should be used to that.
I know. I'm an expert at it.
Yes, you are. Bob and I go back quite a ways with different radio stations, including WFLA. Oh, my God. But more importantly, he is one of the founding fathers of
Hooters.
Hooters. That's right. And so if you ever go to Hooters, just say, God bless Passwaters.
Yeah,
Bob Passwaters. That's all you got to do is say, God bless Bob Passwaters. I know I do. But they still don't give me anything. They say, okay, here's your bill.
I know. We're Hooters, Ed Drosty and those guys started. It's like 470 locations now. They just opened up in China, and it's going great. Now they're doing the photo. Now, hold on.
All right. We got to do the photo. We got to hold on a second. So I'm going to set this over by the band. And we're going to let you listen to the band play while we do this photograph. So hopefully nothing's going too loud.
We're live on RadioSaintPete.com from the beach bar on the Courtney Campbell Causeway. Dr. Chuck is moving over, getting the picture, and let's listen to some music. Beach Bar on the Courtney Campbell Causeway. It's the 11th annual Tampa Bay Radio Reunion. We have about at least 100 former and current media personalities from the Tampa Bay area, both radio and television, here for this event that we'll be wrapping up here in about 10 minutes. I see Jack Harris has arrived, who along with Ted Webb does the morning show on 970 WFLA, and we're still gathering taking the formal portraits, both still photos and video here at the beach bar in the Courtney Campbell Causeway, which is one of Tampa's few beaches, actually. I think it was a successful picture. Arch Deal is here, back from the 1960s television, and a couple more folks we'll try to get on the air before we sign the broadcast off.
So we will shortly find our way back to Dr. Chuck Stevens, Breakfast with the Beatles. See if we can get a few more minutes here before we sign it off from the Beach Bar in Tampa. Right. RadioSaintPete.com live on this. Mr. Deal, Art Steele, good to see you again.
Oh, it's good to be seen. I always tell Scott, it's good to be seen.
Wow. Not too many nights ago, I watched you on YouTube. In the 1960s, I know you were around for the last visit of President John F. Kennedy to Tampa in 1963.
Oh, wow. Was that To Tell the Truth on CBS? Right. I remember that so well.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed it. Had a great time. And a friend of mine said, well, your voice, they spotted you right away. I said, heck, I was auditioning.
Well, it's amazing. That's more than a half century ago.
It has been. Where did it go? I don't know. All right, let's back up.
You look great. Art Steele from Channel 8 Television, Ted Webb. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And this has been a fun event today.
What a great reunion. I think this is one of the best ones we've ever had.
Yeah. It's certainly a great spot. I have to find Dr. Chuck here to wrap this up.
All right, man. Great.
Thank you. Ted Webb. Art Steele, two absolutely legendary broadcasters from Tampa Bay. And let me try to find Dr. Chuck Stevens here, taking pictures of this event. Quite a party here at the Beach Bar, 7700 Courtney Campbell Causeway. And I guess we only have Jack Harris to talk to. Probably.
Oh, yeah, let's go get Jack Harris, see what he's doing. Wow. I tell you what, it's getting bigger and bigger. We got Jeff, we got Bill, we got Bob, we got them all here. But right now, one of the greatest morning teams in the history of Tampa Bay radio, Jack Harris, Sharon Taylor, and somewhere around here is the one and only Ted Webb. I don't know where he is right this second, but I do know that the...
This is the FLA picture.
Oh, the FLA picture's about... I'm going to get to these two in a little bit. Like I said, the greatest radio team in American morning radio history. I don't know where they're doing this picture. Oh, but they will be here. I'll get back to you in a few minutes, Jack. All right.
Hey, I like that thing in here. That's great.
Howard Tripp, the one and only Howard Tripp is here. Oh, my God. I tell you what, you want a record, you would have definitely been there with Howard Tripp. Howard Tripp was one of the ones that started the Tampa Bay record pool and was illustrious in the career guidance of a lot of different bands here. How have you been?
I've been good and enjoying a little bit of a retirement. So not doing radio, except maybe a guest spot here and there.
That's okay. You having a good time here?
I don't do vinyl anymore, so.
Yeah, vinyl is not something that you have anymore, but that's all right. Boy, I tell you what, there's so many people here from so many different radio stations. It's a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Beautiful day outside. Good seeing you, good seeing you. Oh, we're back. Yeah, it's Howard Hughes and Dan Johnson, Walt Bouch. Oh, man. Walt and I used to do radio when he was a guest spot on the morning shows. In fact, he's the one that got me the original Beatles anthology before it came out, which was nice. And boy, so how you guys been? How are you doing these days, Dan?
Well, I'm still having a good time.
Good.
Yeah, I'm working.
Tell me about your start in broadcasting.
Pardon?
Your start in broadcasting, where did you start?
Actually started at Boca Ciega High School. Did a morning show on the intercom. My next stop was WPIN 680. Stayed there for 2 weeks. And I moved from there to WLCY, which was WGSB at the time.
I remember WLCY. I was there. You were there. We were all there. This is crazy.
I left there and went to WFLA twice.
And what are you doing now?
I own a station, or a TV station, in Savannah, Georgia.
You want to go back to Atlanta, Howard?
Nope.
Thank you very much, Dan. It's good to see you. Walt? I tell you, this guy here, oh yeah, this guy here, Walt, he's like the voice of movies and television.
What's that?
I said, Walt, the voice of radio, television for movies. It's an interesting gig.
Yeah, I know it. You know, Dan and I, we were at a programming convention one time. He was showing me how they treat people who are from Tampa.
We made him the program manager of WGMV.
Yeah.
And he went in and talked to some program syndicators. I think he had a new affinity for what we have to do.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. A lot of fun.
That's crazy.
I started that station from nothing and built it up.
Walt was actually an unseen, unheard of partner in WGMV. He got us all the publicity we could send. People used to come up and he said, how many dirty pictures you got on that guy, Belcher? I said, I don't have any. Well, once he gives you all this press, I said, we're just the underdog, and he likes the underdog. Oh, all right.
My God. Well, I'm glad to see you both. I'm glad to see you all here. Like I said, you just never know who's going to show up at this. I mean, for the first time in 11 years, we have Howard Hughes. That's a feat in itself. Yes, it is.
I'm going to have to get someone to interview me sometime during the day here.
I'm going to get somebody to interview you. What would you like to talk about?
Nothing.
Oh.
Surrounded by this is incredible. Well, first of all, I want to say hello to Rick Woodhouse up in Pennsylvania. If he's still listening, hey, Rick, I'm still here, but I've just been wandering around getting a chance to talk to everybody that I listen to as a young little guy.
Yeah.
And
we're going live on television on CNN.
And that is nice. And I got a chance to see all the people that I listened to, admired, engineers. Oh, my God, our engineers. What are you doing? Get in front. You're in the camera.
Is it AJ?
You know AJ?
Of course I know AJ. AJ and I have been doing this for 11 years.
Don't mess with the buttons, man. Don't push the buttons, all right?
All right, I won't. Belly buttons are in. Thank you.
Hey, what I need to ask you is, where did you get your start in radio? How did you start this?
I started out as a poor black child with two tin cans and a string. And we started making video by rubbing two sticks together until they caught fire.
I used to rub two Girl Scouts together.
And we made
brownies.
We would gaze at the campfire until we were so conditioned that every time it rains, well, forget it.
Oh, my God. Like I said, you never know who you're going to run into out here. We are broadcasting live from the beach off the Courtney Campbell Causeway in Tampa, Florida. And, boy, I tell you, it's right here at Bay Harbor Drive. The weather outside, mostly sunny, about 79 to 82 degrees, a little bit of wind coming out of the north, and you just never know. We are broadcasting live on Radio St. Pete. Woo-hoo! Well, the next person we have to go to is one of those people that just, you just got to say, is a legend. Very much a legend in rock and roll radio. When I find him, I'll let you know. I've worked with this guy in so many different radio stations and so many times, and once you hear the voice, you'll know. The illustrious Bill Conley, how are you?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I got to tell you, it's a great time here. I'll be here all week.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's a great time. We'll be here all week. Bill and I worked at the illustrious Mix 96, Q105. The other. But I tell you, this guy's voice talent is unbelievable. You've heard him on so many different songs, so many different parodies. But the one I actually found the other day that I really want to resurrect with your permission, I found down at Pinellas Park.
Pinellas Park, yeah. Pinellas Park is the front lawn car capital of the world. If you go down 94th Avenue, you can do it right now. There will be actually, there'll be driveways, and the driveways will be empty. But there'll be a car. They'll move the car onto the front lawn.
And that's right.
Some of the lyrics were, I met my love at the wagon wheel. On beer can shoes, we did get a deal. Her halter top was way too big to hug. She was covered with bugs. A Neiman Marcus near a trailer park. Da-da-da-da, monotube, see it after dark. That's where I fell in love. Down at Pinellas Park.
Yes, that's how it went. I found that the other day, and I found a couple when I was doing Breakfast of the Beatles and stuff. He sent over a few Beatles things, and one I have to talk about. I was with Brian Wilson a couple of weeks ago. I did a show with him, and what was funny was I had the actual tape of, I think I was involved with it, you were involved with it, and I said, would you like to know about Brian Wilson? No, I won't. It's scary. I had it, and I played it, and he heard it. He about fell out. He thought it was the funniest thing. He goes, yeah. So he had a good time with that. So where did you get your start in radio? How did you start?
I used to call in from a phone booth about a year and a half to the Q Morning Zoo when Scott Shannon and Cleveland Wheeler started it off. And so I just got addicted to it. I was working at a label company. And every day, whatever they were doing, if they were talking about the mayor, Mayor Sandy Francisco, or I would make up a character to go with whatever they were doing. So finally they said, who is this guy that keeps calling in every day and bugging us? So they gave me the hotline number, and what was funny was the operator has to say who it is when you're calling in. So I would say, collect call from Hulk Hogan. Will you take it? Yes, operator. We do. Hey, you know, man, it's the Hulkster. I'll tell you what, brother. I just want to say good morning, or I'll take you down like I took Piper down in the fifth round, man. Good morning. And they'd say, no more caffeine, Hulk. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. It became a...
To me. So after a year and a half, when Shannon left for New York, they thought the zoo was over. They'd always wanted to have somebody to produce bits while the hosts were on the air.
Right.
So that's... They didn't even know that I had done that. A lot of tapes. So it really worked out well.
That's excellent, excellent. And what are you doing now? What's going on now?
I'm doing freelance artwork for a comic strip that I can't name, but it's internationally syndicated, and doing freelance work for Pat Brooks. She had a children's book, for instance. She used to do news for us, and I did about 10 illustrations for her book that's coming out.
Nice, nice, nice. Thank you very much, okay. Wild Bill. I will see you soon. Okay, we'll do it. All right. Boy, I tell you what, these are my dads. Really. This is my radio dads. There is no way around not saying, keep going, keep going. There's no way.
These are my brothers.
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, they're about 40 years older than you.
Teddy and I started working together at WPLP. We won't say what year that was.
Uh-huh. You used to bring her in the bassinet, right? Oh, man. Look at all this. I'll tell you what. The question.
Do you know what PLP stands for?
No.
Pinellas's lowest power.
Oh! Can we get a couple more pictures with these guys, please? Yeah. Pinellas's lowest power. But what did WLCY stand for? We need to get a WLCY picture. We do. You, me, him, Jeff Lawrence. We got to do this.
Wait a minute. I got to get in here with these handsome men. Get in here, Chuck.
All right.
Get in here.
We are taking pictures as we speak.
You got to press hard with the silver.
All right. We're doing real good out here. We're having a great time. Radio St. Pete, we are live and we are at the beach. Teeth and sex. They don't mix. All right. That picture's done.
We need to get everybody together for the WLCY photo.
That's right.
I'm looking right now as we speak.
You get them all together and I'll keep talking.
All right.
All right. We will do that. Alrighty. Well, let me see. We got Howard Hughes. We got Chad Webb. And we got Ben Umberger. The one and only Ben Umberger. How are you? How have you been? My God. One of the greatest engineers and one of the greatest rock talents besides Rock and Ron Parker. We all work together at different entities, but I tell you what, it's great to see you.
Thank you, sir.
It is really great to see you. How have you been?
Oh, peachy.
Excellent. Now, let me ask you this. I've asked everybody else. Where did you get your radio start? Where did you, what station, where were you?
I hung out weekends at WERK in Muncie, and my first gig was on July 4th, 1970 in Winchester, Indiana.
Wow. That's going back a little bit. And were you you, or did you have, like me, 20 different names?
I believe one weekend I did three different names on three different stations.
Yes. And the other question I've been asking everybody, what is the wildest thing that ever happened to you on the air that you saw happen on the air? We are on internet radio, so you can do a little bit further than broadcast.
I once was at a station. The engineer came in overnight, worked on the console. It wouldn't work when he was done. And I said, well, hook up that remote mixer for me. And he did, and I started Sunday morning playing tapes. Realized that my next show was another tape, and the only tape machine was bolted to the tabletop in the other room. So I put an extension cord on everything, and while it was on the air, carried my reel-to-reel and mixer from one room to the other, set it down next to the tape player, and kept going.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we've had some crazy stuff in our radio career. Ben, thank you very, very much. It's great to see you again. You just keep getting younger. I keep getting older. I don't know if you're older than I am or I'm older than I am, but you are. Great to see you. Thank you so much. Boy, I tell you what, we are just having some great times here. Great times. Boy. All right.
Oh, hello.
Hey, hello. How are you? Ta-ta cheerio and all that, right?
Ta-ta cheerio. Yeah, no, it's Mick the Brit, originally from London, part of the Cigar Dave show on FLA. And yes, I was with Dave today earlier on WFLA. And I hosted an edition of the Cigar Dave show on WFLA.
Nice. God save the Queen.
Yes, God save the Queen, indeed.
All right. Like I said, it's picture time. You have no idea who we're going to run into and where we're going to run into them. All right.
WLCY, I want to see you over by where Jack Harris is right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to hand the mic over for just a minute. I have to take a group photo. So we're going to go, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Terrific. Thank you, Dr. Chuck Stevens, here on RadioSaintPete.com. We are live on Saturday afternoon. This is Joe Bordeaux from the Beach Bar at 7700 Courtney Campbell Causeway, right to very near the Shriners International headquarters, where I visit on a regular basis in conjunction with our national broadcast of the East-West Shrine Game, which will be coming up January 21st at Tropicana Field. Read about it at ShrineGame.com. We're going to come back for one final segment here on Radio St. Pete. Here from the Beach Bar and the 11th annual Tampa Bay Radio TV Media Reunion. And we spoke just a few moments ago with Arch Deal, who dates back to the 1960s on Channel 8 TV here, and was here for John F. Kennedy's last visit just 3 days before the assassination in 1968. And Arch was out on the dance floor with Brandy Winans here just a few minutes ago. Wow, Brandy Winans. Very cool. While we wait for Dr. Chuck to return for the final segment, let's make our way out and listen to a little bit of music from the great band here, sponsored by Boomers Magazine, reaching the Woodstock generation. Thank you.
Sheila. Oh, Sheila. Oh, Sheila.
Dr. Chuck, it's been great.
It has been great. We've been having a lot of fun. We thank you all very much for listening to us on RadioSaintPete.com. And I understand that Breakfast with the Beatles may rear its ugly head one more time. So stay tuned to this radio station, stay tuned to this network, and we will go from there. Thank you all very much for listening right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We love you. We'll see you soon. Now, what I want you to do is go to my Facebook page, which is the original Breakfast with the Beatles, and say hello, or Chuck Stevens and say hello, and tell me how you liked it. Thank you all very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dr. Chuck Stevens. Well, it's been a very interesting, entertaining couple of hours here on RadioSaintPete.com this afternoon. Very good to have you with us live from the Beach Bar, 7700 Courtney Campbell Causeway. Well over 100 legendary voices and faces from Tampa Bay media here over the last 40 years for the 11th annual Tampa Bay Radio Media Reunion. Very cool event, and great to see folks back. This is the fourth year that we have broadcast this live for the entire history of this internet radio station. Very good to be with you this afternoon. Enjoyed listening to it. Hope you did as well. Thanks to Boomers Magazine, reaching the Woodstock generation. Great music from the band here at the Beach Bar on the Courtney Campbell Causeway. That'll do it. Thanks for listening. Joe Bordeaux returning you to our studio. Coming up at 5:10 this afternoon, we'll have some great movie talk with Hannah and Charlie on Cinema Clash. They'll be talking about this weekend's movie releases. And let's pick up the end of the show here. And apparently that's it from the bar. Yeah.
This one's my man over here. Thank you for the love, man. You'll get a spit out of here, man.
All right, Cinema Clash at 5:10 this afternoon on RadioSaintPete.com. Then at 6, we'll have 6 hours of classic beach music, 3 decades of beach music nonstop on our Saturday night beach party at RadioSaintPete.com, 6 until 12 midnight tonight. Thanks for listening. Now from the Beach Bar on the Courtney Campbell Causeway, this is Joe Bordeaux returning you to our studio.